Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio are a couple of members of the Sitka High 2011-2012 Drama, Debate, and Forensics team. Zephyr Ferriock is here. Good morning, Zephyr.
Good morning, Rob.
And Emma Wilbur. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Rob.
And you guys had a pretty good tournament this past weekend, I would say.
it was pretty fun.
Yeah, Zephyr, we had a photo of you and Kaya Pike on our webpage shortly after you and Kaya took first in the debate tournament over at Mount Edgecombe. How did it go for you guys?
It went very well. The topic was a little interesting. It wasn't the national one that we usually do. It was a coach-made topic here in Southeast, and some people liked it, and some people didn't, but I think overall the debate went very well.
And the Sitka teams, you got into kind of a predicament that you guys are familiar with being in.
We ended up with three teams, I believe, all tied in the same ranking, and that was the teams of Sam and Evan, myself and Kaya, and George and Alaire. And so that became kind of tough because we don't, as a rule, debate our own teams. And so we had to figure out what was going on for the final debate and figure it out so everyone got their rankings.
All right. So it sorted it out in the end, and you and Kaya ended up debating one of the top Ketchikan teams in kind of an exhibition in the Mount Edgecombe Library at the end.
Yes, that's right.
And you said it was an interesting topic. It was about social networking, and I guess in the interest of disclosure, I should mention I'm a debate judge. I judge the Friday rounds, and it seemed like this topic was something you guys really had a lot of, I mean, there was a lot of sort of personal anecdote brought forward, but It seemed to be kind of in the bullseye of what you guys think about.
It really was. The topic was, yeah, that social networking hinders human communication. And so a lot of it for us wasn't heavily reliant on evidence, unlike a lot of our topics. It was a lot more philosophical and then anecdotal, like you were saying. And a lot of the kids had some personal opinions that they could share, and then personal things that they could bring into the debate, which I think really helped.
Okay, now, Zephyr, you're not going to debate this topic anymore. You've done it now for a month or 6 weeks solid, both sides, affirmative and negative. Can you tell me honestly what you feel about social networking?
I really feel that social networking does not hinder human communication.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a personal user, so maybe that's a little biased, but
he stands opposed to the resolution. Okay, so it's nice to know because in debate, you do have to spend so much time on possibly the opposite side.
Oh, it's really true, and you have to be very convicted towards it because if you're not, it shows, and then you're more likely to lose the debate.
Okay, yeah. It's an interesting kind of event that way, and I want to talk more about your speaking events too, but I want to pass it to Emma here for a moment to talk about some of the drama events. I guess congratulations are in order for you, Miss Wilbur.
Thanks.
Your Reader's Theater took first this weekend?
Yeah, we tied for first with a Thunder Mountain team, and they got the command when we've been getting first on the other, the one other meet that we've done, we also got first, so okay. Ours is doing pretty well.
Who's in your Reader's Theater group, and what did you perform?
We performed Roald Dahl's Cinderella, and in my group was Sammy Sexton, Emily Pratt, and Haley Van Slyke, and myself.
And were you guys surprised to do so well so early in the season with this, or have you been working on it for a while?
Actually, the first meet we had, we were very unprepared, and we were very surprised to do so well. Between then and the second meet, we worked on it a lot, and we were kind of expecting to do well. And we were really glad that we got to.
And you did. What do you think makes a good Reader's Theater?
Lots of practice. You know, you really have to go over like the finer details, and because so many times during Reader's Theater, you're turned around and you don't know what everybody else is doing, and so you have to rehearse it a lot. You have to be like, okay, right after you say this, you have to turn around, or you have to do this gesture, or you have to keep this posture. And it's really easy if you record yourself doing it, just because you're like, oh, well, I'm turned around, so I couldn't say this, but we need to work on this and this and this.
Yeah, so your timing has to be so crisp.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a team sport that way.
Yeah.
And did you take first in humorous interpretation as well?
I did,
What piece did you do?
It's a children's book called Julius, the Baby of the World, about a mouse who does not enjoy suddenly being an older sister.
All right. And you've been doing DDF for a while now, your whole high school career.
Yep.
And you're starting to punch a lot of these first places. This is really kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you all have to get, like, three events solid to mm-hmm. go to state, right? So you've got your Reader's Theater, your HI, and what else do you think you might take?
I have my DI, which I got fourth on this meet, and my duo with Olivia Richards, which I also got fourth on.
Okay, and DI is dramatic interpretation, and duo is duo interpretation mm-hmm. of literature. And Zephyr, you, I saw you gave a command in, was it your oration? Or your?
Yeah, it was my oration on the end of American Innovation.
Right, and did you do any other individual speaking events?
Yes, I also do extemporaneous speaking and expository speaking.
How did you do in those?
I got first in both.
And one of those, the extemp, is you're literally handed a subject moments before you have to go in and speak about it, right?
Yes, you draw your own topic out of a hat, so to say, of various foreign and domestic topics, and then mm-hmm. you talk about it for 5 to 7 minutes.
I guess I kind of wonder, this may be a question for you both. You know, I'm sure you've heard that some people would rather die than speak publicly.
Yeah.
Yet you're handed a topic, maybe some arcane subject you've never heard about it. Or I remember one year a Sitka student rather famously drew the topic of nihilism and and had to give a speech on that. I mean, you draw a subject and you go into a room that might have parents, coaches, a stern-looking judge sitting there, and you have to talk for a matter of minutes on it. Is it scary?
It really is. With the topics, there's two types of extemporaneous speaking. There's one where you get a one-word subject, like puppies or nihilism, mm-hmm. and then there's extemporaneous, which is you get a political topic, which is posed as a question. And so you end up talking about a range of things from Barack Obama's presidency to the current situation in Afghanistan. But the unfortunate part is that you have a half hour to come up with this 5 to 7 minute speech, and it really is... It's a little frightening trying to get these things together and then realizing that you have a lot of people watching you in your room and you're incessantly babbling on this topic that you hope you know something about and you hope your judge knows nothing about, because otherwise you might say something wrong.
Well, I guess speaking from the other end, and maybe Mike agrees with me, that we're just all amazed that you can even summon the courage to get up and do it and speak so well on the subject. Emma, do you ever have any worries? I mean, you have to memorize your pieces. Do you ever have any concerns that you'll just... My nightmare is that I would just, like, go totally blank.
You know, there are the times when you're just like, oh, no, I don't know the next line. And, I mean, I don't do any of the speaking events, so basically I'm a parrot and I'm just doing whatever the other person tells me to do. But I just found that if you think about it, you mess up. And if you don't think about it, your body begins to, remember... all your pieces, and you can just go. But if you stop and think, you usually are like, I don't really, not sure, next line. And then in my case, I say something like, porcupines eat coyotes, and it kind of goes badly.
It's funny. I think just going with it, that just kind of being in the moment is what a lot of artists, performers, and athletes say it takes to succeed. It's interesting that you're mastering that skill such an early age. Where's DDF going next?
I believe next we're going to a Wrangell meet in about a month.
Okay, so Wrangell, mm-hmm. and have you found your new debate topic yet?
We have, and it's not going to be a word for word, but it's essentially about direct election of the president versus the Electoral College and favoring direct election.
Okay, so you've got a month to get that topic honed to be able to debate both sides of it.
Yep, we'll see how that goes.
And Emma, you're going to continue to sharpen your pieces?
Yep.
For Wrangell. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in this morning. Stay put. I'm going to talk to Mr. Vieira for a minute about wrestling this weekend. Emma Wilbur and Zephyr Ferriock are on the DDF team.
And before I get into wrestling, Rob, I just wanted to thank Manischewitz High School, Marcy Drake, and Carl Blackhurst, and Andrew Friske, and Randy Hawk, and Bernie Grillet for putting on the DDF meet. They did a great job, and it's nice for them to take the reins of that every other year and do that. So they did a great job, and a big thanks to them for all they did.
Yeah, just the carbs in the hospitality room, I'm going to be carrying them around probably for the rest of my life.
Yes, yes. We try to entice the judges in somehow, so that's usually a good way.
Yeah, an amazing spread and a well done tournament. And it's great to see the revival of this activity at Mount Edgecombe.
Yes,
too.
Definitely.
So, Mike, wrestlers did pretty well. Speaking of Wrangell, I guess both Sitka and Edgecombe went down to Wrangell over the weekend and did pretty well.
Yeah, this was Sitka's first meet of the year. We sat out the Huna meet, so this was the first action for our team. And our team's dramatically smaller this year than we've been used to in the past, as we lost 13 seniors last year. And our current senior class has only had one wrestler the whole time throughout their high school career, and that's Will Patrick. So we had some wrestlers do really well. Will Patrick won his weight class at 132 pounds. He also beat the champion of the 138-pound in mix and match. So he's looking very strong early season.
The state champion?
The champion of the weekend.
Oh, there. Okay,
so
right.
He wrestled up on Thursday in some mix and match matches and beat that champion. And Darren Davis won his bracket. Jaren Sumuang placed very high but then ran into his teammate Will Patrick, and so that slowed him down there. He's a sophomore for us. Mitchell Borda Jr. got second in his bracket. So we've got small numbers, but we've got some really high-quality wrestlers on the team this year, and we're excited to see how they do.
So Sitka and Mount Edgecombe are going to meet in a duel day after tomorrow, right?
Yes, Thursday the 20th over at Mount Edgecombe High School. It's the first duel for them, and then they're going to meet again next Monday the 24th at Sitka High School, and both those duels are set for 7 p.m.
Okay, so these teams, this is sort of one benefit of having both these teams in town, that you get pretty good competition without having to get on the plane and buy the tickets and do all that.
It really is. We've got a new first-year coach this year, and so we're trying to not be out of town as much, and so this helps us get matches for our kids. And Coach Kimber over there is great about organizing stuff and getting his kids on the mat with us. So, you know, we've had really good success the last year with big teams, but we're going to have to really place high with a small number of kids this year to be competitive. So a different strategy for us this year than we've had in the past.
Okay, and we're just about out of time, Mike, but I wanted to mention volleyball. It looks like the girls at Sitka High improved their record with some wins over Wrangell.
They did. They look very sharp against Wrangell, and they're going up against Mount Edgecombe, the first battle of the bridge this Wednesday, tomorrow night at Sitka High, JV at 5:15, and then varsity action will start at 7:15 after a brief senior night festivity.
Okay, but I should note that the Mount Edgecombe girls have not slacked off at all. They took two games from Metlakatla.
Yeah, they also beat Ketchikan over the weekend pretty dramatically. So they're the team to beat as usual, and we're hoping we're tuning up to get there.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, Mike Vera, and thanks again to our Sitka High debaters. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.